Chapter 2. At Gigi Park. Working is for mules. People should enjoy themselves. So this was Gordo Gato in person. She hadn't thought about his face being half green and half purple until now. Other Therons were either all green or all purple. Maybe that's why this Gato guy appealed equally to all Therons. If you elect me, it will be 24 hours a day of fun, said Gato. No one will have to work. I promise to put a robot in every home. The crowd cheered happily. That was quite a promise to keep, thought Judy. She noticed Gato sweating, but he did not wipe his face with a cloth. Instead, assistants dried up his sweat with little fans. So vote for me on election day, said Gato, and enjoy yourself at Gigi Park. We're giving away free Gigi Punch to anyone who works up a thirst. But please, let that be the only work you do here today. Free Gigi Punch, most excellent, said Billy. I love that stuff. It gives you a jolt. Gordon Gato was smooth, Judy admitted. And, she learned, he had grown rich and powerful right after the meteors struck. Judy watched as Gato, along with his assistants and bodyguards, slipped into a limo. They drove across the street to an empty building. What's that abandoned place across the street? Judy asked Billy.